I'm Janie Gould with another edition of Flora Days. When now-retired urologist Dr. Hugh McChrystal moved to Vero Beach in 1966, doctors in the community took turns covering the hospital emergency room. He's never forgotten the St. Helens school bus crash that took place a few years later. One boy died at the scene, and 24 other children were brought to the ER, where McChrystal was on duty.
I can remember John Dayton, one of our family practices, sewing up John Moore. He had taken a skin cancer off of John Moore, the old bank president, and I just opened the door and said, "Get him off the table. We need every room in here because we've had a bus accident," and then they brought in about 25 children.
Had they all been injured?
Some of them had some fractures, but we had to do triage. Then the parents came in. But the easy thing about handling that, there were only about 7 families of all of the kids because most of them had 2, 3, or 4 children in the bus.
Large Catholic families. That must have been a terrible day.
It was a very bad day. I can still remember John Moore looking up from the table, had to jump up. We needed every room. And then we just called all the general surgeons in town, and they all mobilized and came in very fast.
Another memorable scene took place outside the hospital in 1968. McChrystal was parking his car when he saw a group of armed white men awaiting black demonstrators from Gifford.
There were probably 10 or 15 men in various color blues and gray uniforms with rifles. It looked like a Civil War reenactment, but then I went over to one of them I knew very well, and I said, "What are you doing?" He said, "Well, there's going to be a march from Gifford to the old Miracle Mile shopping center." And they were coming down US 1, turning and walked down towards the golf course, cut through in front of the golf course over to Miracle Mile. And I said, what are you going to do? He said, "We're going to shoot them as they cross US 1. I said, "No, you're kidding." And they said, "No, we're going to shoot them."
You think they were really serious?
I thought they were very, very serious. I said, "You know, I'm on call in the ER today." They said, "Well, be ready to be quite busy." I went back in the hospital, got one of our orderlies who was very active in the NAACP. I said, "You get up to Gifford and you tell him to cancel that march because somebody's going to get killed." And he did, and the march was canceled.
You said you knew one of the men very well. About what age were they?
They're in their 40s, early 50s. I recognized a good many of them.
I wonder how many blacks were planning to march. Did you find out from the orderly?
No, I never did find out, but it was supposed to be quite a significant number of blacks. It was going to be their first march on the shopping center, and I think their first public demonstration of racial problems here.
There was a Woolworths lunch counter at that shopping center, if I remember correctly. I wonder if that was it.
I don't know. It was something that happened in something similar to that. They went in to have service of some kind, and they were not served. Had a lot of funny experiences, though, in the emergency room. A boy came in with a paper bag one time. He was bitten by a snake. The father said, "I have the snake here." And the boy said, "Yes, I'll show it to you." I said, "If you want to get treated, don't bring that bag near me. I'm terrified of snakes."
The snake turned out to be non-poisonous, and the boy was fine. McChrystal and his wife, Anne Marie, became pillars of the community. But in 1966, they were newcomers.
I was the new urologist, the new kid. My wife was in the old Lang Beans bakery. 2 women were talking. They didn't know her. And they said, "We have a new urologist in town." And the other woman said, "Yes, we do. I hear he's very good. But of course, if we have anything needs to be done, we're going to the Watson Clinic in Lakeland." I can remember my old chief at Georgetown Hospital said, "Make sure you never operate on the president of the bank when you first get there, because if something goes wrong, you might as well just pack up and leave." Well, the president of the bank came in about a month after I got here.
The banker had planned to go out of town to have surgery, but reconsidered.
So I operated on the president of the Citrus Bank, Jorman, Sr. I gave him very, very special treatment, and he did very, very well.
Dr. Hugh McChrystal retired 2 years ago. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.